It's This Week in Classical Music and Local Arts, an update on what's happening in the classical music world and on the local arts scene. I'm Randy Kinkle. Composer Luigi Cherubini may have used shoe polish to cover up parts of his score, but modern technology has foiled his attempt to blot out what he'd written. The original ending's been restored to a 216-year-old opera after the manuscript was put through one of the world's most advanced X-ray machines. Italian composer Luigi Cherubini wrote his opera Medea in 1797, but blacked out the final aria on the original score. According to the researchers, Cherubini may have blacked out the final lines after critics complained that the opera was too long. Scientists from the University of Manchester and Stanford University have used advanced X-ray equipment to see under the blacked-out part to the notes below. We talk about unlocking the secrets of chemical ghosts. That's what we do with fossils, and this is the same thing. This is the ghost of Cherubini. We have resurrected his pen strokes, said one scientist. Beethoven repeatedly called Cherubini the greatest living composer, and Brahms considered Medea the epitome of dramatic music. You can see a picture of the X-rayed score on our website, kbaq.org. A 19-year-old Gilbert native is the youngest ever member of the Arizona Opera Orchestra. The double bassist Michael Marks won the principal bass chair for Arizona Opera to become the youngest member of the orchestra in company history. Michael Marks just graduated from Highland High School in Gilbert in 2012, but he's already making his mark in the professional world of classical music. Marks was chosen to join Arizona Opera's orchestra during blind auditions held in April. The vote from our esteemed panel of seven musicians and three administrators was unanimous, said Ryan Taylor, general director of Arizona Opera. Michael offered an extremely nuanced, beautiful performance that stood out in quite a competitive field of his colleagues. Bill Bitter, Gilbert High School Orchestra Director, says, as his previous teachers, both Amy Bennett and I are very proud of Michael. He's one of the best kids I've had the pleasure to teach. For more on these and other items and events, go to the website, kbaq.org. Be listening each week at this time for another update. Find us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and join us every weekday at noon for the Mozart Buffet, an hour of music by Mozart and his contemporaries. I'm Randy Kinkle for This Week in Classical Music and Local Arts on 89.5 KBAQ Phoenix and HD.